In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to episode 71 of Living the Catholic Faith. My name is Deacon Steve, and I'm a permanent deacon in the Diocese of Phoenix. This weekend, we celebrate what has been lovingly called the Preacher's Nightmare, otherwise known as the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. One God, three persons, a true mystery. And we will, in this brief podcast of about 15 minutes, do what we can to explore what the Trinity means, what it has to do with us, and how it can impact our lives. So stay tuned. Let's break open the Word. Let's look at what the Most Holy Trinity is about. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Topic of the week. Our topic of the week is unity. Now, as we think of the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we have one God in three persons totally united with one another. God the Father, God the Son, and basically the love that comes from them, God the Holy Spirit. We'll talk more about that. But as we move forward, God is one. One God, God in one. We are called as well to be a united people. But think about it. Are we really united? We live in a divisive time where there are dividing lines everywhere, politically, socioeconomically, racially, religiously, even intra-religiously, there are dividing lines. In the Catholic Church, there is the so-called liberal part of the church, not that that really exists, but it's called that, that believes that we should consider, say, ordaining women to the diaconate, or maybe somehow expanding, maybe making priestly celibacy, you know, optional, those kinds of things. And then you hear, well, there's a conservative part of the church. No women deacons, priests can never be married, etc. And the problem with this is when we create these artificial constructs of disunity, we are, by our very nature, creating disunity. If we believe in truth that we are a divided people in any domain in our lives, whether it's within our family or even within ourselves, we are truly at disunity, because we believe that is the case. So as Catholic Christians, we are called to be like the Holy Trinity, to be united, to be one, one with ourselves, one with other members of our church, one with our communities, and one with the world. So on this solemnity, let us pray to the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that He will give us the grace to be a united person, inside and out, and by our unity, build up the body of Christ, as each of us is called to do. Breaking open the Word. The Gospel that we will read this week is for the Most Holy Trinity, Cycle A. It's from the famous John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once upon a time, there was a young man named John who was very confused about the Holy Trinity. He had heard about it in church, but he really didn't understand how three persons could be one God. One day, John was walking through the forest when he came upon a wise old man. The old man saw that John was troubled and asked him what was wrong. John told the old man about his confusion about the Holy Trinity. The old man listened patiently and said, "The Holy Trinity is a mystery. It can be difficult to understand, but I can tell you this. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one God. They're all different, but they're also all the same. It's like a family. A family has many different members, but they're all part of one family. The same is true of the Trinity." John thought about what the old man said and began to understand a little bit better, but didn't understand everything and knew the old man was right. The Holy Trinity is a mystery. John thanked the old man for his help and continued on his way. He was still a little confused, but was a bit more hopeful. He knew that the Holy Trinity was real, and he knew that it was something to be celebrated. As John walked along, he thought about the different ways that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are present in the world. He thought about how the Father created the world, how the Son saved the world, and how the Holy Spirit sustains the world. He was filled with gratitude for the loving grace of God, and he knew that he was never alone. He continued to walk and eventually came upon a river. He sat down on the bank of the river, looked out at the water, thought about how the river was a symbol of the Holy Trinity. The river was one, but had many parts. The water was always flowing. It was always changing, but it was still the same river. John smiled. He knew the Holy Trinity was like a river. It was one, but it had many parts. It was always flowing, always changing, but it was still the same God. John stood up and continued on his way. He was no longer confused about the Holy Trinity. He knew that it was a mystery, but he knew that it was a beautiful mystery. And he knew that he was never alone. In our first reading for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we hear from the book of Exodus, where Moses asked God to pardon the sins of the people who have turned against God. In 2 Corinthians, our second reading, we hear that we are to live in peace, mind our way and live in peace. And in that famous Gospel of John 3:16, we hear that Jesus sent his Son into the world. So we celebrate this weekend the Holy Trinity, God the Father, the creator of the world, God the Son, the mediator who died for our sins, God the Holy Spirit that helps us as sanctifier to live lives of holiness. So I started to wonder, what is our relationship to the Trinity? Now, why would I ask that? Because the Trinity in of itself is a relationship between God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So what is our relationship with the Trinity? With God the Father, do we see God as creator of this world? A world that we, as his created, need to respect, nurture, and care for? Do we see life as sacred, as God the Father who created it is, sacred from womb to tomb? Are we open to life in all its forms and appreciate and love the life that God the Father has given us? With God the Son, do we have a relationship with Jesus Christ as well? Do we see him as our Savior, our brother, our friend, our God, who came into the world to free us from our sins, who died to do that? And are we willing to repent in that journey to holiness, to forgiveness? Is God the Holy Spirit in our lives? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Do we follow the Holy Spirit? Do we listen to the Holy Spirit? That is what we are called to do if we are Spirit-filled people. To ask God His call for us and to live that call authentically and truly in our lives. That's the message that we are called to do in living the Spirit. But it goes even deeper than that. Are we made up of our own ego, superego, and id, as Freud postulated, our conscience, our executive functions, our impulses? Are we united as an entity? Are we at peace with not only God, but within ourselves? Are we one as the Holy Spirit is one? Sometimes we are. We know who we are. We live according to our values, and we are at relative peace. At other times, we are not. We hate ourselves because we do what we do not believe in. And when we do not live our values and beliefs, we are out of sync and not one, as the Holy Spirit is one. Are we one and united with our brothers and sisters in Christ, as the Trinity is united? Are we one body, one holy Catholic Apostolic Church? Are we not made up of various parts, but united in Christ, united in love with the Father, united by the Holy Spirit? My brothers and sisters, we celebrate truly what is a mystery. No one will truly ever understand the concept of the Trinity, not in all its forms. And yet we are a Trinitarian people, called to be one within ourselves, called to be one with our communities, called to be one with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that we can, by that grace of that Trinity, live our lives authentically in the world and be the disciples that we are called to be. Well, we've come to the end of episode 71 of Living the Catholic Faith. If you have any topics you'd like discussed or any feedback for the podcast, or if you'd be kind enough to tell a friend, that'd be appreciated to listen, please email me at deaconstevew@gmail.com. Let us pray on this Most Holy Trinity solemnity to be filled with God the Father, with the Creator who made the universe and who made us, to be filled with the love of Christ, His beloved Son, who died for our forgiveness of our sins. And God, the Holy Spirit, may we be open to that Spirit so that He may come into our lives and transform us with His fire into a people of passion and love of God. And let us pray that prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola called the Susape. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And now, my brothers and sisters, please bow your heads to receive God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine His face upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, let us go in peace to follow God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as we continue our journey in living the Catholic faith.